And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jer Parsons. He's with us on the garden program this morning. Area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service and on his way to Corpus Christi.
Now, how far is it now? Can I make it down there in 3 hours?
Yeah, just you can make it down in about two hours and 20 minutes.
All right, I got to leave now.
No hurry.
I'm headed to the research center down there in Corpus, across down between Robstown and Corpus Christi, and we're going to be getting out some garden information down there in a few minutes at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock this afternoon.
You know, last time I went to Corpus, I saw an alligator in the road. I tell you that story, alligator laying in the road. And I was between here and Corpus, not thinking to myself, you know, I didn't think I took too many drugs before I left, but they were laying there, and I thought to myself, I ought to get out and put him in the back of the truck. You know, we could eat him, we could make purses out of him, I could make me some boots out of him, you know, make you some boots.
I
never had food with an alligator. He looked pretty peaceful laying there. Somebody said, if you'd have got out, that alligator would eat you alive.
He'd swallow you whole.
So anyway, it's a good thing I didn't fool with him. Anyway, tonight at 7:30, we'll probably have ourselves together a little bit better, and we'll also be giving a second program, same as the first, at the Corpus Christi State University. I didn't know. I bet you didn't know they had a state university down there.
Well, no, I didn't realize
that. It's the Corpus Christi State University Center for Sciences, and I'll be in room 101. I always get excited. I drive up in a whole bunch of cars, and I say, oh, boy, I'm packing them in tonight. Come to find out they're having a cookie-making contest over there. So I got three people in there, and they're in the wrong place. Anyway, okay, but we're going to be down there and want everybody that is in the area to come by. Now, you know, my 1990 resolution was that I was going to give out more decent recipes. Get them right. That was the, you know, I felt that there was a void here, obviously, on this program and in the media, that there wasn't any good recipe. Now, a lot of people giving out recipes, you know, but they're nasty. A lot of them are kind of nasty. And I always make sure that mine are tried and tested and that they're, you know, really good stuff.
In other words, you're telling us you're about to lay
stuff.
One on us.
Hard to find stuff. Well, you remember, let's see, it was on the Black Eyed Peas deal we did on January the 8th. That was a Monday. And I went into considerable detail to give people an address and give people that would identify with this, what salt-cured country ham was, the address for a source of this country ham. And of course, you know, I laid down some restrictions, you know, and of course I'm sure the management of the station didn't like it, because I said, well, if you have never eaten squirrel stew and don't like squirrel stew, turn the radio off. You know, if you get sick at the thought of eating a possum, turn the radio off. You know, you're not what kind of folks we're talking about here. If you don't know what collard greens are, and you think poke salad has something to do with the cattle herd, then turn the radio off, because, you know, go on to something else, because you're not my kind of people. And so I laid down all these criteria, and then I gave the source of true Tennessee salt-cured country ham.
Yeah.
And, of course, I indicated that some of the people in the area, and I'm not going to call any name, but some of the people in the area said that old ham was too salty, you know. And so I'm not calling any names, but she heard that program, by the way. And I don't think I ever called her name, but she immediately identified that.
Uh-oh.
I understand that.
You're in trouble.
Maybe I ought to take up Rich Little's deal, do imitation. But we gave that address. What do you think the response was?
What happened?
I talked to those people down in Tennessee.
Did you?
They were bringing mail in there by the tub load.
Oh, you mean folks have ordered some
see, that ham? That's what I'm telling you. There's my people. People are out there.
They're there, yeah.
You know,
there are people that have migrated down here.
And so anyway, this lady, realizing what the problem I had, the people that own this station sent me some recipes.
Ooh.
For cooking this ham, because she's kind of like I am. She's worried that there's a lot of Western Yankees down here.
Oh, I see.
And that's what I'm talking about, those Texans that are west of the Brazos River that don't understand possums and squirrels. And so for those Western Yankees that might order some ham when we get back, I'll give you some ham recipes so you won't foul up the best thing on earth, and that's salt-cured ham.
Good old country Tennessee ham. We'll talk a little more about this right after we get through this message. Well, I think he should know better, but he's back in the recipe.
Back in the recipe. Hey, I'm going to print these in the paper. Let's see. Okay, these will be in Sundays, this coming Sunday,
right.
The Q&A section. So if that Yankee editor I got, you know, now, we got problems down there because, you know, we're talking foreigners. We're talking foreigners, see. They're down there editing that paper, so he may see that and say, I don't understand what this guy's talking about, but it may not run it, but we're going to put it out. Talking about fried country ham. If you order that ham, and it was from Tripp. Let me give that address again in case we may have had some people that weren't listening every day. That bothers me that some people don't listen. It's Tripp, T-R-I-P-P, Country Hams, and that's in Brownsville, just like the color brown, B-R-O-W-N-S-V-I-L-L-E. If you're from my car, you say Brownsville.
Tennessee, not
Brownsville.
Texas.
Yeah. So you kind of got to roll it. Tennessee, and the zip is 38012. That's in Tennessee. You know, I'm a UT graduate. That's what I tell everybody. I'm a UT graduate working for A&M. But that UT, that's those people that play football, you know. And the zip is 38012. And the telephone number is 901, of course, 772-2130. That's 901-772-2130. And I haven't got the prices of the ham, but who cares how much it costs?
Just send them
a blank check. If you're my kind of people, just send them a blank check. Tell me, send me some ham. I'm dying down here. I mentioned the other day on the program that the ham shouldn't be overcooked. And that's what I'm afraid. Also, it says, this is a recipe I'm reading, do not trim fat off the slice before frying.
Oh.
Now, see, that's going to be, if you're into this health deal, and you know that old fat, that make you fat, give you a real, you need to cut all that off, because I make you sick. All right, don't order it. Don't be fooling with my ham. We're talking about people that understand eating here. Then you put slices in a medium-hot, heavy skillet, turning several times while frying. And she puts a warning on here. Do not over-fry, as it will become hard and dry.
Uh-huh.
See, and that's what a lot of people do. Actually, just heat thoroughly, see, because it's already cured.
Okay.
And some of these people, you know, say that ham is too salty, you know, it's too salty, it's too tough, old tough ham. Okay, you're overcooking, it's what you're doing, you know. Some people run the ball bearing. All right.
You better hurry, because we're going to run out of time.
Slow-fried country ham, you put in a seasoned skillet, add a little water, and cook it real slow on low for about 10 minutes. In other words, you can cook it in water. And that may be better. And what's left is a red-eye gravy fix.
Nothing like it.
Now, a lot of people, what is red-eye? Is that after you wake up from a drunk? No. See, if you cut the radio off now, I've got a red-eye recipe right here. Remove the ham on a heated plate. Pour 1/2 to 3/4 cup of water in a pan. Also, you can also add 2 tablespoons of brewed coffee to the water. That sounds terrible. Increase the heat to moderate and simmer 3 to 5 minutes, stirring until the gravy is ready. This is red-eye gravy. Pour it over biscuits and eat the ham.
Oh.
And Lord have mercy.
I'm ready for
soul.
My servant right now. That is good stuff.
All right. If they want I want these recipes, I'll send it to them. If they send me a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Weekend Gardener address, or it will be in the question and answer section in this coming Sunday's Light. And I'm out of town.
Our time's gone, but thank you very much. Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. He'll be back with us again next Monday.